Hello.
Is Michael Bounder?
This is Mike.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household, well, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
68.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed including Hispanic.
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Moms for Liberty.
Who, I'm sorry?
Moms for Liberty.
Never heard of them.
The U.S. Department of Education.
Overrated and we can do without it.
And in a scale from 0 to 100, on which 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them?
A 0.
Public school teachers?
30.
Woke culture or wokeism?
0.
Public schools?
20.
Joe Biden?
0.
Charter schools?
80.
Donald Trump?
0.
The National Education Association, or NEA?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Growing worse.
Thank you. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, how well do public schools prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
5.
How well do public schools prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
5.
How well do public schools prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
Zero.
How well do public schools prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Zero.
How well do public schools prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Zero.
How well do public schools prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Zero.
Thank you. And now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Too much.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. And as you may have heard, a critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Now, please tell me, let me just take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
True.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree? Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with the statement?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
False.
Is that a...
Strong.
Oh, strongly agree or disagree?
Well, it's false. I strongly disagree with it.
Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
False.
And so is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Well, you're saying it's wrong, but strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some people say would help to improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly opposed to it. The first one is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Disagree.
So is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. The next one is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I don't want to see any of that done. So the way you're asking these questions, it's almost if you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So,
it is just whether you would strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it.
Well, I would strongly oppose anything like that being taught, yes.
Thank you. And the next one is increasing discipline in schools.
Yeah, never happened.
So would you strongly support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Agree.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now we're right at the corner to finishing this survey, so please bear with me for a couple more minutes. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that you think it's somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
I agree. Strongly agree.
So in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0
10.
Means... Thank you. The next one is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have a conversation about these challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
0. Teachers do not know how to go about that in a responsible way. That's the problem. 0.
Thank you. The last statement is, last year, the American Libraries Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know that from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
We shouldn't censor books. We should just make sure that they're age appropriate. We don't need all this transphobic stuff, transgender stuff in kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth grade, fifth grade. It's crazy. But that's not what your question asked, so I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
False.
So do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree with that statement.
Thank you. The next one is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
False.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Disabled.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Libertarian.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Very
conservative. Like I said, I lean more toward libertarian.
And so would that be very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
That's my business.
Okay, that's fine. And now for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Is what?
Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Is that a question? Are either of them Christians?
It is a description, and we want to know if this applies to you personally or someone in your household.
No, that's none of religion shouldn't enter into anybody's daily questions.
Thank you. And now, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
In my family, no.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. And with this, it concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. You've been very kind.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.